chance, please be generous to our tip jar. Ellen's going to go off with it, so please contribute or find Ellen. You going to be here? She'll be right here. You don't have to look far. Okay, great. Come on in. Okay, so now we have Cheryl Perrault. Cheryl's here somewhere. Oh, right there. Hi, Cheryl. How are you? Welcome. And she's ready. We're ready for you. Cheryl Perrault will be doing some spoken word, and you'll enjoy this. Please welcome Cheryl.
Thank you, and it's wonderful to be in this warm-hearted place all together. And thank you, Ellen, for arranging this, and what a special evening of music and everyone here. The next Wake Up and Smell the Poetry I host will be March 21st, and we will have our three features of poetry, story, and song, including Bruce Marcus, who's a storyteller, and we will have Ron Israel sharing his songs, and we will have Johnny Flaherty, who's in the house, who will be sharing his poetry. So come on out, and it'll be a great, great morning. I'm looking forward to it. And before March 21st, we still have a little bit of winter, and I wrote this when it was snowing a number of years ago, and imagined myself in my mother's garden of childhood and seeing the first of the flowers there growing, poking out, which were the snowdrops. And as it was snowing, I imagined going back to that garden as an adult and visiting and listening to the snowdrops and learning from them as a teacher, and I focused in on one. She is simple linen white, bending ever slight, atop the bare brown ground in early morning. As if to beckon over, I look closer to discover her poking out hello into the cold gray mist of dawn. It is just me and this patient ancient white waiting in solemnity until I bow a silent prayer down at her beauty. Because I have never seen something so pure and stark sparkling out to me in such dark virginal light and radiance. Because I sense the magnitude of peace which blows right through her into me while I am being still here at this moment. Because as I stand, I feel like I am rooted to the land, growing wholly only into her fertile garden dirt. And so I lower reverently as she speaks out to me in her simple native tongue until I nod and understand each word of wisdom. Delighted that I have found her waiting in the ground on this unsuspecting dawning of the day. Did she know I'd be passing by? Was she trying to catch my eye? She waiting in the bare brown ground of early morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. That was lovely.